弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟我们一起来查考神要住在圣洁的营中。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study the topic God dwells among His holy people.
我们来看民数记第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 5.
民数记第五章。
Numbers 5.
这是我们今天的读经进度。
This is our Bible reading schedule for today.
第五章，我们看第三节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 3.
他说：“无论男女，都要使他们出到营外，免得污秽他们的营。这营是我所住的。”
Verse 3, you shall put out both male and female, you shall put them outside the camp, that they may not defile their camps in the midst of which I dwell.
那这个男女是指着第二节那里所说的。
The both male and female are referring to what's mentioned in verse 2.
第二节说，你吩咐以色列人，是一切长大麻风的，患漏症的，并因为死尸不洁净的，都要出营外去。
Verse 2 says, Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, everyone who has a discharge, and whoever becomes defiled by a corpse.
那这个是在民数记里面，当神将百姓在旷野的时候所要居住的地点，他们所要扎营的地点，行进的次序分录完之后，接下去的命令。
And so this command was given to the Israelites by God in the wilderness after he has mentioned to them the location of where they ought to camp and also the order of their camps.
因为前面四章呢就讲了百姓他们的数目，然后他们行进的次序，祭司立位人他们服事的工作内容。
The previous four chapters, it talks about the order of the camps of the Israelites and also the contents of the duties of the priests and the Levites.
所以到底有多少男丁可以打仗，很清楚了。多少立位人可以服事神，也非常清楚。
And so they were numbered, and they knew exactly how many male were able to fight in the war, and how many Levites there were to serve God.
那接下来呢？那个神特别晓谕摩西说，要让百姓所住的这个地方是圣洁的。
And then later on, God specifically told Moses that the place that the Israelites dwell, it has to be holy.
那其实这一段第二节的这一段神的要求呢，在立位记里面神所颁布的律法里面都已经包括进去了。
And in actuality, what is recorded in verse 2, this request that God had, it was already mentioned in the book of Leviticus.
那所以我们之前读过立位记，我们就知道立位记的主题就要强调神是圣洁的神。
And we had read through the book of Leviticus previously, and we know that the theme of the book was that God is a holy God.
要从他们如果有罪要赎罪，到他们所吃的、所穿的、所住的，生活的每一个层面，神都要求他们要圣洁。
And from the fact that if they have sinned, they need to make a sin offering, to the aspect of what they eat, what they wear, and where they live, in every aspect of their life, they must be holy.
包括他们在百姓当中当怎么互相对待，如果有过犯。如果有互相得罪的事情要怎么解决在立位记里面都很清楚了。
Including if they have sinned against one another, and if that happens, what they need to do to solve the issue. Everything was recorded very clearly in the book of Leviticus.
那在民数记神他数完百姓之后特别这样子吩咐，如果有这三种人他说要把他们先隔离出来到营外去，不能够进到百姓当中。
And in the book of Numbers, God specifically, after numbering the people, told Moses that if there is anyone who is unclean, they have to be put outside of the camp.
那因为民数记它这一章不是在讲具体的细节。
And because this chapter of the book of Numbers is not talking about the specific contents,
它是在讲一个原则。
It is talking about a principle.
那这个原则就是神他要住在圣洁的百姓当中。
And the principle is that God dwells among his holy people.
五章第二节提到的这三种人呢，有一个共同特点。
What is mentioned in chapter 5 verse 2 of these three types of people, there is a common point.
他第一种是长大麻风的，如果看利未记第十三章，你会发现，如果是确定长大麻风，他要七天不洁净。
The first type of person that was mentioned is a leper, and if we read Leviticus chapter 13, it tells us that a leper is unclean for 7 days.
所以就算如果有疑问的时候，也要先隔离七天。然后都经过这个祭司详细的检查之后，才能够进到营里面来。
And even if there is a question of whether this person has leprosy or not, this person needs to be separated for 7 days. And after the priest does an examination, then this person can come into the camp.
利未记十三章十四章就讲，如果有大麻风，要怎么样洁净？它非常的详细，每一种情形都写的，都注意到的。
And in the book of Leviticus, chapter 13 and 14, it mentions very specifically in all different sorts of situations of leprosy, how they can become clean.
好，那第二种是说患漏症的，在利未记十五章呢，它也有很详细的记录。
And the other type of person is those who has a discharge, and this is also recorded very specifically in chapter 15 of the book of Leviticus.
好，所以利未记十五章呢，我们在查经的时候曾经也查过的。
And chapter 15 of the book of Leviticus, we also studied this when we were doing the Bible study.
他其实在告诉百姓呢，我们要注重我们个人的卫生。
It was telling the people that they needed to pay attention to their personal hygiene.
那这个家庭的生活应该真的要在旷野要特别注意卫生这个观念。
And also in their family life, they need, because they were in the wilderness, they need to pay attention specifically to cleanliness.
所以这个漏症的是男女都会有的。
And discharge happens to both male and female.
如果看十五章的第十三节，你就要发现，如果有漏症，痊愈的就要洁净，要七天之后才洁净。
And if we read chapter 15, verse 13, the book of Leviticus, it says that if this person has a discharge, it will be cleansed after 7 days.
所以也是七天的洁净期。
So the period of time is also 7 days.
那在民数记五章第二节又提到说，因为这个死尸不洁净的。
And then in Numbers chapter 5, verse 2, it again talks about those people who are unclean because of a corpse.
摸到那个死的尸体了。
If they come in contact with a dead body,
那这样子，这个人也不洁净。
Then this person becomes unclean.
那如果在民数记，在利未记，其实在第二十二章也有写。
And this is also recorded in chapter 22 of the book of Leviticus.
但是有关于这个死尸的部分，在民数记十九章，它特别有描述。我们看民数记十九章。
But about the topic of a corpse, it's also recorded in Numbers chapter 19. Let's turn to Numbers 19.
民数记十九章。
Numbers 19.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这里特别说摸了人死尸的，就必七天不洁净。
Numbers 19:11, it says that he who touches the dead body of anyone shall be unclean 7 days.
好，那第十二节就说，那第三天，他用这个除污秽的水洁净自己，第七天就洁净了。
And then in verse 12, it says that he shall purify himself with the water on the third day, and on the seventh day, then he will be clean.
好，那所以这个除污秽的水呢，这个在民数记十九章特别就描述是怎么制作出来的。
And the water that cleanses this is recorded in Numbers 19 of how this water of purification is made.
那这个是为了要除罪的。
And the purpose of this water is to cleanse from sin.
好，那所以我们看到这三种大麻风的、患漏症的、摸到死尸的共同点都是他们都会有七天不洁净。
And so we see a commonality of these three type of people, those who are lepers, who has a discharge, and who touches a corpse, they will be unclean for 7 days.
表示都会一段时间里面在都是不适合亲近神的。
It shows that in a period of time, these people are not suitable to draw close to God.
那第二个特点呢？这三种情形都他们的这个不洁净都会影响别人，都会传染的。
And the second characteristics of these uncleanliness is that they actually pass this uncleanliness to other people.
哦，所以长大麻风的，如果是摸到他摸到的东西，或者他坐的地方，你去做到了，哎，你就不洁净。
So for a leper, if you touch a leper or if you sit at a place where the leper has sat, then you become unclean.
那患漏症的人，他的东西身体你一接触到也是不洁净。
And those who have a discharge, if you touch this person's belongings or anything that belongs to this person, then you become unclean as well.
好，那摸到死尸的一样，你在民数记十九章就看到了。
And is it the same, as those who touch a corpse? We can see this in Numbers 19.
那所以我们就看到这里面所讲的这个神要求圣洁的原则都跟这个会传染别人有关系哦。
And so we see from here that the principle that God has for holiness has something to do with the fact that it spreads.
因为这个不洁净或者是这里所讲的罪，或者是一些缺陷可能会影响别人。
Because of the uncleanliness that's mentioned here, because of the sins, these things actually influence others.
那我们当然，我们现在读旧约圣经，已经不是在从字面上去看它的那个意思是什么而已。
And of course, when we read the Old Testament today, we are no longer looking for the meaning just based on the words.
因为律法里面这些条例、这个要求都在耶稣基督里面被成全了。
Because the requirements of the law in the Old Testament were fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在看到是神他的原则，他要我们保持圣洁，这个很重要的要求。
What we see today is the principle that God has of us is that He wants us to be holy.
我们知道大麻风这个在新约时代。我们所看到的它的在旧约里面的预表其实就是指的罪。
We know that leprosy in the Old Testament, it represents sin in the New Testament.
那也这个罪呢，这个罪带来的刑罚也有可能是神处罚人犯罪 的一个工具。
And because of sin, it brings about punishment, but it can also be a tool that God uses to punish the sin.
所以当神在处罚人的时候，就让人长大麻风了。
So when God punishes this person becomes a leper.
这个就是为什么民数记十二章在讲这个米利暗，他这个毁谤摩西最后神生气的时候，就是让米利安长大麻风。
And that's why in Numbers chapter 12, it records the event that Miriam got really angry, and her result was that she became a leper.
所以神就让她长大麻风，结果呢，她就被关在营外七天。
And because God let her have leprosy, so she was outside of the camp for 7 days.
那所以这个是代表，这在神面前他惹神发怒的结果就是大麻风。
And so, it represents the fact that because she made God angry, and her result was that she was a leper.
那他这个米利暗长大麻风这件事情呢，在生命记神特别又提出来的。
And the event of Miriam having leprosy, God mentioned it in Deuteronomy again.
神特别说到如果我们看。生命记的24章
God mentions specifically if we turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 22
生命记的第是不是24章他说要记住那个米利暗他犯罪他 被神关在外面的这件事情
Is it in chapter 24 or 28? It mentions the fact that because Miriam sinned, so she was outcast by God.
这一件事情其实那个摩西后来有提到的。
This event was specifically mentioned by Moses.
是不是在24章好像没有哈？第九节吗？对，第九节。
Is it verse 9?
24章第九节。
Yes, chapter 24, verse 9.
他这第八节这里说，在大麻风的灾病上，你们要谨慎照祭司立位人一切所指教你们的，留意遵行。我怎么吩咐他们，你们要怎么样遵行。
In verse 8, it says, Take heed in an outbreak of leprosy that you carefully observe and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, just as I commanded them, so you shall be careful to do.
第九节说，当纪念出埃及后，在路上主神你的神向民按所行的事情。
And in verse 9 it says, Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way when you came out of Egypt.
那这个就是在提到那个惹神发怒，最后神用大麻风的这个灾病呢，来让百姓了解，这个就是神的惩罚。
And so it mentioned the event of Miriam to tell the people that leprosy is a tool that God used as a punishment for the people.
所以我们现在说，哎，这个神特别吩咐摩西说，要把长大麻风先把它隔离在营外去。
And so God tells Moses that those who have leprosy, they need to be put outside of the camp.
因为如果从这个角度看来，哎，他这个就是惹神发怒的人，他要把他隔离的。
And so from this perspective, it tells us that those people who make God angry need to be separated.
所以因为神说我要住的地方是要圣洁的。
Because God says where I dwell needs to be holy.
因为这样的惹神发怒。有罪的人会污秽这个地方。
Because for making God angry, the person who sinned, it will anger God.
好，那犯漏症的这个，其实我们现在看来的，就是他没有他流失他的生命力哈，这个就没办法干净，没办法克服这个人的情欲。
And those who have a discharge are those who are losing their vitality in life. They cannot overcome.
真的是生命枯干的了。
Those people who have no life.
所以呢，就是这个是生命一直萎缩。
Their life becomes their life withers.
那我们一个人的生命，其实在成长过程当中是会越来越兴盛的。
For a person to grow.In the process of growing, the life becomes more prosperous.
你看，当我们信主越久，我们属灵的生命力越来越丰盛。
As we believe in the Lord longer, then our vitality, our spiritual life becomes more prosperous.
虽然我们的肉体会随着年纪而老化。
Even though our body will decay because of our age.
但是哥林多后书保罗说，外体虽然毁坏，但是内心一天新似一天。
That's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians that even though we perish outwardly, but inwardly we are renewed day by day.
那表示说我们会越来越感受到神跟我们的亲近，那我们会从神领受力量，我们的生命力，属灵生命力越来越强盛。
It tells us that we will draw closer and closer to God, and our spiritual life will become stronger and stronger.
所以真的有在属灵上下功夫追求的人，其实他们是。越来越接近神的圣洁。
And so those people who truly put effort into spiritual cultivation, they will be closer and closer to the holiness of God.
但是反过来，如果是患漏症的呢？
But on the other hand, those who have a discharge,
他这个生命力就不是在追求神的事情。
Their vitality in life is not focused on pursuing after God.
而是越来越接近于这个情欲的事情。
It is going more and more towards fleshly lusts.
那也是越来越效法世界的人。
To become more and more like the people in this world.
所以这样的人呢，其实是也是让神不喜悦的人。
And so such people are also people who are displeasing to God.
那就更不用说那个接触到死尸的。
And we don't even need to mention about those people who touch a corpse.
那这个死人，我们知道在圣经里面哈，他讲的是灵性的死亡。
The corpse in the Bible is referring to spiritual death.
所以主耶稣才会对那个跟从他的人说哈，你让死人去埋葬他们的死人吧。
And that is why Jesus said in the Bible, "Let the dead bury their dead."
你就来跟从我。
You follow me.
所以现在我们看到的是，这个灵性死掉已经犯罪死的人，你看他就会污秽这个营。
And so we see that those people who have sinned spiritually, they defile this camp.
那所以这里神特别的吩咐是说，不管男女都要把他们，要让他们出到营外去。
And here God specifically says that both male and female, you shall put them outside the camp.
那当时候这个律法上都有一个 条例是说这样的人应该怎么样重新得到洁净。
And at that time, according to the laws, it tells them how these kind of people would become clean again.
要经过神所用的这个方式得洁净之后，才能够重新回到营里面来。
They have to use the ways that God told them to become clean once again to come back to the camp.
神说这个营是我所住的。
And God says, "This is the midst of which I dwell."
所以这个地方，这些民是要成为圣洁的，因为神是圣洁的。
And that is why these people must become holy because God is holy.
那这个时候，这个营就是说他们扎营的这个地方。
The camps is referring to the location where they were camping.
我们从第二章就看到说，以会幕为中心，这个十二个支派，包括利未支派，他们就围着会幕扎营。
From chapter 2, we could see that it was centered around the tabernacle in the middle, including the Levites and the 12 tribes. They camped surrounding the tabernacle.
那个各支派是对着会幕安营哈。
And each of the tribes were camped towards, facing towards the tabernacle.
它事实上是有一段距离嘛，哈。
And there is actually a distance.
那差不多，如果按照耶稣雅记，应该是2000轴嘛，哈。
And according to the book of Joshua, it should be 2000.
所以它就是有一个距离，但是有一个区域是这个地方，就是神要住的地方。
And so there is a distance. There is a area, but this is the area where God would dwell.
也就是说，这个百姓所扎营的地方，这个就是属神的了。
Which is to say that wherever the people were camped at, that belonged to God.
所以你看，在旷野的时代，他们所住的这个地方都要干净。
And so in the era of the wilderness, even the place that they were living, that needed to be clean.
好，那等到将来进迦南地以后
，And after they entered into the land of Canaan,
我们现在看。民数记三十五章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 35.
民数记三十五章。
Numbers 35.
三十五章，他最后有一个要求，就是要叫他们准备设立逃城。
Numbers 35. It was requesting that they need to be prepared to set up the city of refuge.
那这个逃城也是为了要让他们能够在这个土地里面在迦南地里面成为圣洁的。
And the cities of refuge, the purpose was that they would become holy in the land of Canaan.
好，那看第三十四节就好。
Let's just read verse 34.
三十四节说：“你们不可以玷污所住之地，就是我住在其中之地，因为我主是住在以色列人中间的。”
Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel.
所以我们看到这里提到的是，这个神的地哈，这个他应许给百姓住的这个迦南地是属神的，神住在当中。
And so we see that the land that God promised to the Israelites, it belongs to God. God promised to be dwelling among them.
哦，你看现在，所以现在神说他住在百姓的营中。从他们当时候旷野扎营的那个所在地，会幕的所在地之后，把它扩充到整个迦南美地属神的地。
And so we see that starting from the era of the wilderness, from the area of the camps where that belonged to God, all the way into the land of Canaan that would be belonging to God.
所以等到进了迦南地之后，他们要建立这个国度，这个国度包括人民跟土地都是要升为圣洁。
And so after they enter into the land of Canaan, it becomes a kingdom. And this kingdom includes the people and the land, and everything, the kingdom has to be holy.
啊，你看以前所住的迦南七族，他们为什么会被神弃绝？神要百姓把他们都把他灭绝净尽呢？为什么？
And if we look at the Canaanites, the seven tribes of Canaanites that used to live in the land of Canaan, why is it that God wanted them to be annihilated?
那神特别说，因为他们犯的淫乱哦。污秽的那个土地。
And God specifically said because of their sexual immorality, they have defiled the land.
所以神要把他们除尽。
And that's why God had to extinguish them.
好，所以因为罪恶满盈，所以这个地方哈，这个地方啊，这里的人要把它灭绝。
And because their sins were filled, and so that's why the people of that land needed to be annihilated.
那现在神要百姓 将来进迦南地的时候一定要保持圣洁。
And God is telling the people that in the future when they enter into the land of Canaan, they must keep their holiness.
这个国度是祭司的国度，是神祝福的。
And this kingdom is the kingdom of priests. It is blessed by God.
所以要神要建立的国度是圣洁、圣祭司的圣洁的国度。
The kingdom that God wants to establish is the kingdom of priests. It's a holy kingdom.
他们所住的地方。
Including the place where they dwell.
好，那到了新约时代。
So now going to the era of the New Testament, we know that where God dwells is the church.
这个教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
这个教会是神的家。
And the church is the household of God.
所以就是在我们弟兄姐妹当中的。
It is among our brothers and sisters.
然后主耶稣的道理又把这样一个要求把它细化到我们的每个人内心。
And the word of Jesus Christ, it's actually requiring to enter into our hearts.
所以哥林多前书第六章啊。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
哥林多前书如果第三章我们就看到这个神教会就是神的圣殿。
1 Corinthians in chapter 3, we see that the church is the holy temple of God.
哥林多前书三章十六节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
这个就是指的教会。
This refers to the church.
到第六章
to chapter 6.
到第十九节
verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来的，住在你们里头的。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
所以我们今天教会跟我们每个人的内心，这个神的殿、圣殿呢，要保持圣洁。
And so today, the church, also each one of our hearts, the holy temple, we need to keep its holiness.
因为这是神要住的所在。
Because this is where God dwells.
那当神同住的时候，我们就感受到神的能力。
And when God dwells with us, we experience His power.
所以神特别对百姓这样吩咐，其实是为了要祝福给他们的。
And so God specifically commands the people to do this because He wants to bless them.
好，那民数记五章的第四节，接下来呢
？Numbers chapter 5 verse 4.
以色列人就这样行了，使他们出到营外，神怎么吩咐摩西，以色列人就怎么样行了。
Verse 4, and the children of Israel did so and put them outside the camp as the Lord spoke to Moses, so the children of Israel did.
那这个就是当时候百姓他们就真的很顺服的，神怎么说他们就怎么做，所以就能够超越那个亲情，超越友谊，他能够超越人间的这个舍不得。
It shows that the children of Israel were very obedient. Whatever God said, they did so. So it transcended the relationships of men, of friendship, of family relations.
你看这里面的 长大麻风的或是犯漏症的或是 有摸到死尸的，当他们要被赶到营外去的时候，这些家人会不会舍不得？
If we look at these people, the lepers, the people who have a discharge or who have touched a corpse, and if they are your family members, wouldn't and they have to be put outside of the camp, wouldn't the family members feel bad about it?
如果是别人的话，我们觉得说，那应该的。
And if it's another person, we may feel like that ought to be done.
那如果是我们自己，我们觉得说需要这样子吗？
But if it's ourselves, we might feel like, does this really have to be like this?
那如果是我们所爱的人，我们想说，神怎么这么严厉，怎么这么没有爱心？
And if these people are people that we love, we may feel that God is so cruel and so unloving.
那其实我们看到当时候的百姓，他们很顺服的。
But we see that the people at the time, they were very obedient.
神说的，他们就去做。
God said something and they did so.
所以我们就看到那个他们在旷野的时代，那个神的云柱火柱就一直跟他们同在。
So we see that in the wilderness, God's pillar of cloud and pillar of fire were with them always.
所以神说这个营是我要住的。
God said, "This is the camp where I dwell."
神他住在这里，他选择这一群人。
God dwells here, and He chose this group of people.
他的圣洁的标准要加在这个名当中。
And requirement or the standard of holiness is put onto this group of people.
不圣洁的人就 不配要出去这样。
And those who are unholy will be not qualified and be put outside of the camp.
那个神并没有说这些人不圣洁，所以我另外去住在别的地方。
And God did not say that because these people are unholy, so I will dwell somewhere else.
没有，神就说我就要住在这里。
God said, I am dwelling here.
所以不圣洁的人就出去。
And so those who are unholy need to be put outside.
因为这个民是神选的。
Because this is the people chosen by God.
所以神主动的拣选，神主动赐福，他给他们要求。
Because God proactively chose them, so God proactively blesses them and have this requirement.
所以有神同在的地方，这些人就是。有福气的。
And so where God dwells, this is a group of people that are blessed.
所以我们就看到，其实神要我们属他的人真的能够分别为圣。
And so we see that God wants those of us who truly belong to Him to be holy.
这个就是今天属神的这个群体要共同追求的目标。
And this is the goal that the group that belong to God need to pursue.
我们如果看彼得前书第一章啊。
If we turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章
First Peter chapter 1
第十三节
Verse 13
所以要约束你们的心谨慎自守专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩
Therefore gird up the loins of your mind be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ
十四节说你们既做顺命的儿女就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵失意的样子
Verse 14 says As obedient children not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance
第十五节说那招你们的既是圣洁你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁
Verse 15 says But as he who called you is holy you also be holy in all your conduct
十六节因为经上记着说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的
16 Because it is written be holy for I am holy
我们就看到这里就是神对我们的要求
We see that this is the requirement that God has for us.
我们要时常的约束我们的心，谨慎自守。
We need to constantly gird up the loins of our mind and be sober.
我们要了解神的标准。
We need to understand the standard that God has.
然后我们要做顺服的儿女。
And we need to be obedient children.
那我们就会发现我们跟这个世界不同。
And then we'll realize that we are different from this world.
所以你看，世人在蒙昧无知的时候，通常都是顺服自己的情欲。
And so we see that the people in this world, when they are ignorant, they always follow their lusts.
那也是随着这个世界的潮流。
And they also follow the trends in this world.
可是我们是不同的。
But we are different.
我们是顺服神的命令的。
We obey God's command.
哦，所以我们是为什么成为圣洁的国度
？And why is it that we are a holy nation?
因为我们知道说。属神的人才是有福的。
Because we know that those people who belong to God are blessed.
效法世界的人最后是跟着世界灭亡的。
Those who follow the world will be destroyed with the world.
是排除在神的福气之外。
And they are excluded from the blessing of God.
一方面也是因为我们读圣经，我们知道神是圣洁的神。
On one hand, we read the Bible, we understand that God is a holy God.
所以我们有一个目标。
So we have a goal.
要分别为圣。
We need to be holy.
要时常去约束我们的心。
We need to gird up the loins of our mind.
我们要常常注意到，我们要先要求自己。
And we also need to make sure that we are doing it ourselves.
我们的心要圣洁。
We need to control our hearts to be holy.
包括我们的思想要干净。
Including our minds, our thoughts need to be clean.
那现在再看回来民数记第五章。
And let's turn back to Numbers chapter 5.
接下来第五节到第十节。
In verses 5 to 10.
这里有一段描述是要我们能够保守圣洁，而且是跟人的和睦有关系的。
This passage talks about keeping our holiness and it has something to do with the harmony between men.
第五节是一样，是说神晓谕摩西，神对摩西说的。
In verse 5 it's the same. It says the Lord spoke to Moses.
这个基本上是不同主题，已经在讲不同的话题了。
And this is already basically a different topic.
第六节说
，Verse 6 it says，
你晓谕以色列人说，无论男女一样是无论男女，若犯了人所常犯的罪，以至于干犯主，那人就有了罪。
Verse 6, when a man or a woman, it is the same man or woman, commits any sin that man committing unfaithfulness against the Lord, and that person is guilty.
好，第七节。
Verse 7.
他要承认所犯的罪，要将所亏负人的 如数赔返，另外加上五分之一，也要归给所亏负的人。
Verse 7, then he shall confess the sin which he has committed. He shall make restitution for his trespass in full, plus one-fifth of it, and give it to the one he has wronged.
你看从这两节经文，从上下文看来，我们就知道他这里所犯的这个罪呢，是跟亏负别人有关系的。
And so from the context of this passage, we see that the sin that is talking about here has something to do with wronging another person.
所以我们有时候可能会被亏，被欺负了，或可能也是欺负别人。
Sometimes we are wronged, but sometimes we wrong others.
那他说，这个就是有时候人跟人相处很难避免，都会有这样的一个情形发生。
And so, this is something that is very hard to avoid when we are having relations with other people.
所以这里说犯了常犯的罪了哈，常犯的。
And that's why, here it says that, if a man commit in unfaithfulness against the Lord.
这个就是。Any sin, 就是任何的
any sin.
就是说其实我们在生活当中很容易去有过犯的。
It tells us that it is a sin that we commonly commit.
有时候我们可能讲错话。
Sometimes we may say the wrong words.
我们可能对人有一些什么样的不愉快的情绪。
And sometimes we have unpleasant feelings towards others.
有时候我们可能贪心哦，贪小便宜。And
sometimes we're just greedy and we have taken things that really shouldn't be taken.
其实我们知道这个都不对啊。
And we all know that these are wrong.
但是有时候人就是控制不了。
But sometimes we just can't control it.
像别人这样做，我们这样做嘛。
Because others are doing it, so we do it too.
其实最后他说是这样会干犯神。
But here it tells us that it actually sins against God.
这个人就有罪了。
And then this person is guilty.
那其实在利未记里面他讲到这个赎愆祭的时候，就讲到人误犯的罪。
In the book of Leviticus, when it talks about this trespass offering, it talks about a sin that is unintentionally.
对，我们就是有时候不小心就犯到了。
It means that we unintentionally sin.
那这个时候要怎么要献赎愆祭去赎罪
？And so when that happens, we need to make a trespass offering.
所以特别提到说，当人发现有罪的时候，那就把那个赎愆祭该献的祭物拿来。
And it specifically mentions that when a person realizes the sin, then he ought to bring the trespass offering to the presence of God.
所以这里特别提到说，当我们有时候彼此有互相亏负的时候，首先要承认。
And so here it tells us that when we have wronged each other, we first need to admit it.
那承认表示说我们会觉得说啊，对不起，我实在做错事。
And so to admit it means that we have to say that I'm sorry, I have done something wrong.
但是从律法上看来，这个神的吩咐不能够只是口头说，对不起。
But from the law of God, we cannot just stop at the point where we confess with our mouth.
就有些人，比如占人的便宜的。
For example, someone has taken advantage of another person.
不能够一句话就解决。
It cannot be solved just by one sentence.
在这里说要，还不但要如数赔还，还要加上20%。
Here it says that he shall make restitution for his trespass in full plus one-fifth of it.
那这个就是赎愆祭里面，赎愆祭利未记第六章特别强调的部分。
So this is what is specifically emphasized in the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, about the trespass offering.
那表示说，神所要住的这个营里面，一定是真的是和谐的。互相原谅的。
And so it tells us, or it emphasizes the fact that the camp that where God dwells, it has to be in harmony, and people are forgiving one another.
不能够让我对什么人的这个不愉快的情绪一直留在那里。
It cannot unpleasant feelings towards others cannot stay.
那我们该做的，我们应该要赔还的，就一定要这样做。
And what we ought to do, what we ought to repay, we should do so.
另外加上1/5，就是20%，就是表示我们承认我们的过犯，我们愿意去修补这个关系。
Plus one-fifth of it, which is 20%, it tells us that we are willing to admit our fault and are willing to put in the effort to repair the relationship.
看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章，看第八节。
First Peter chapter 3, let's read verse 8.
彼得前书三章八节说：“总而言之啊，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心， 第九节。
Verse 9.
不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reveling for reveling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
跳过去看第十一节说，要离恶行善，追求和睦，一心追赶。
Let's skip and read verse 11. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it.
好，所以这里在特别提到说要同心。
Here it mentions that we need to be of one mind.
要互相体恤，相爱像弟兄。
We need to have compassion for one another, love as brothers.
那表示说，诶，我们真的要了解说，我们是为这样子因此蒙召的，我们就是被神召来在神的家里互相为肢体的。
It tells us that we need to understand this is the reason that we were called to this. We were called by God to be members in the household of God.
也是为了要一起来承受福气的。
And the purpose is also that we may inherit a blessing together.
也就是说神就住在我们当中。
God dwells among us.
神所住的这个百姓一定是互相和睦。
And the people that God dwells with is harmonious.
彼此可以接受。
They can accept one another.
不会说我不愿意见到你，说我不想来这里。
They will not say that because I don't want to see you, so I will not come here.
那这样子就没有办法承受福气。
If we do so, then we will not be able to receive a blessing.
所以这里在民数记里面提到了这个神要住的营里面是都是很和睦、很和，大家都彼此能够接纳。
So in the book of Numbers, it talks about where God dwells within the camp. It is very harmonious. Everyone can accept each other.
那他特别提到说啊，万一如果所亏负的哈，应该要赔还的那个人哈，刚好没有办法赔了对方的，那怎么办呢？
And it also mentions the fact that if the person that you need to make a restitution for, and this person is unable to do so,
那他说就把这个该赔的哈，去拿到圣所，然后就归给祭司了。
It says that then the offering or the things that need to be repaid can be brought to the priest into the temple.
因为当他承认罪的时候，他基本上就要献赎愆祭，一定要先把祭物拿来。
Because when a person admits the sin, they first need to make this trespass offering.
然后这个当然那个赎愆祭那个有一部分的祭物是归给祭司的。
And part of the trespass offering belongs to the priest.
所以我们就看到说，哎，这个神要求的就是。我们在行为上，在人际关系上，也要能够圣洁。
So what God requires is that in our actions, in our deeds, in our relations with other people, we need to be holy as well.
在民数记第五章最后，从第十一节到最后三十一节啊。
In Numbers chapter 5, the last section from verse 11 to verse 31.
这很长的一段，他就在讲这个婚姻上要怎么样保持圣洁。
This very long passage talks about how they can be holy in their marriage.
要让这个夫妻之间哦，真的是互相的信任，没有任何的怀疑。
So that between the husband and wife, they can trust each other, and there is no doubts.
所以神要求百姓的这个的那个营里面哦，每一个家庭真的都是很贞洁、很信任，而且是。
And God requires within the camp that belongs to Him, every family has to be very, the husband and wife can trust each other and very harmonious.
你看第十二节哈。
Let's read verse 12.
他说：“你小以色列人说，人的妻若有邪行嘛哈，得罪她丈夫了哈。”
Verse 12 it says that if any man's wife goes astray and behaves unfaithfully toward him.
好，然后第十四节哈
，And then verse 14，
她丈夫若生了遗恨的心，遗恨她
，And if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him and he becomes jealous of his wife，
或者是说她丈夫生了遗恨的心，遗恨她，但是她并没有被玷污。
Or that if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, he becomes jealous of his wife, although she has not defiled herself。
那就是说，如果真的有一些。不应该有的行为。
Which is to say that if there really were conducts that were not appropriate,
要怎么样去解决？
how they could solve this.
他如果没有这个行为，只是一个疑惑的心，要怎么样去证明是清白的？
And if there was no such conduct and it was just a jealousy, then how they can prove their innocence?
那是神就给一个方法，很复杂的方法。
And so God gives a method which is very complicated.
有时候我们现在看起来就是说，哇，那个现在外面的那个不信主人，他们用的方式好像跟这个也很像。
And sometimes when we look at the unbelievers, the method that they use is quite similar to this.
那其实我们就看到神这一段的描述。
But in actuality, we see this description of God.
我们就看到说，其实经过这个第五章里面所这个步骤哈，每一步完之后，那个真的有犯罪的人，他一定会被发现的。
And if we go through every step that is described by God, those who truly have sinned will be discovered.
因为他的内心一定会，那个罪一定会被显露出来。
Because the sins in the hearts would be exposed.
他如果没有犯的人。
But for those who did not commit the sin.
他经过了这么详细的这个检验之后。
After such a thorough examination.
他的每一个步骤都非常的安心。
And every step, they are very, open,
我们就会看到那个事实的真相。
Then we would see the truth.
哦，所以其实哦，我们看到律法它的那个原则，它规定的要让这个事情搞得非常清楚，水落石出，它绝对不会这样模模糊糊的。
And so the requirements of the law or the purpose of the law was to make everything very clean, and clear, and not, convoluted.
我们看到这一段圣经其实在强调在百姓的民当中啊，一定要夫妻之间要经营他的婚姻。
From this passage, we see that among the people, between the husband and wife, they need to put effort into their marriage.
一定要彼此的信任。
They have to trust each other.
而且一定要保守圣洁，在心里面都要圣洁。
And they have to keep their holiness even in their hearts.
我们知道罪恶的世代啊，魔鬼的手段就是先破坏人类的婚姻。
We know that in a sinful world, the method that Satan uses is to destroy people's marriage first.
这个是从一开始亚当夏娃那个时候就开始的。
And this started even at Adam and Eve.
你看，人一犯罪之后，亚当跟夏娃的关系马上就破裂。
As soon as man sinned, the relationship between Adam and Eve broke.
马上就觉得说，那个是你怎么跟我同住那个女人。
Immediately he said, it is the woman that you made, it is something that is very hard to hear.
但是之前他是骨中骨肉中肉讲得很亲密啊。
But before this time, he said, this is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. It's quite close.
我们就知道现在其实魔鬼要破坏人跟神的关系，这是他的目的。
So we see that Satan's purpose is to destroy the relationship between man.
但是他的下手的那个方法就是破坏婚姻。
And the method that he uses is to destroy the marriage.
今天在末世，魔鬼用一样的手段。
In the end times today, Satan uses the same method.
可是他现在用更细的方式了。
But the way he's doing it is very subtle.
所以今天我们就看到教会有些问题，或者是社会的一些问题，都是从婚姻家庭开始的。
And so we see sometimes some issues arisen out of church or in the society, they all start from families.
所以这里让我们看到说，这个夫妻之间哦，真的要相信对方。所以保罗才说，爱是凡事相信，凡事包容。
And so we see that the husband and wife really need to trust each other, and that's why Paul says that love believes all things and trusts all things.
那他说，爱是不做害羞的事。
And love does nothing that is shameful.
让我们都能够好好的来经营我们的婚姻。
Let us all put in effort to our marriage.
让这个婚姻成为蒙福的管道。
So that our marriage becomes a channel of blessing.
让魔鬼没有破坏教会的机会。
And that Satan would have no methods or no way to destroy the church.
我们看到，如果魔鬼啊，他破坏一件婚姻，就是破坏两个家庭。
When Satan destroys one marriage, he destroys two families.
那所影响的可能三代人。
And the influence is three generations.
他所打击的是 是很多人的信心。
And the effect is the trauma to many people's faith.
所以现在这个淫乱的事情啊，已经跟以前不太一样了。
And so nowadays, the sexual immorality issues are a bit different from before.
以前是可能要人跟人在一起的时候才会犯。
When before they have to be physically together to commit.
现在犯淫乱已经用电话也可以的。
But nowadays, to commit sexual immorality, it can be done on the phone.
借着网络也可以的。
Or through the internet.
很多很多的方式，那我们想都想不到的。
There are so many different ways that we can't even think of.
那这个就是魔鬼他的这个目标，其实就是要打击神的教会，就是破坏婚姻。
And this is Satan's purpose or goal is to destroy the marriage and destroy the church.
那如果我们弟兄姐妹能够好好的经营我们每一个家庭。
But if our brothers and sisters can truly putting effort with to our families, to our marriage.
夫妻真的彼此相爱啊。
And husband and wives really love each other.
我们看彼得前书三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter
3. 第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们看第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
第七节说，你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Verse 7 says, Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
啊，所以这个就是 主耶稣基督他的道理告诉我们的啊，这个奥秘。
And this is the mystery from the words of Jesus Christ.
因为基督跟教会的关系就是像丈夫跟妻子一样。
Because the relationship of Christ and the church is just like the husband and wife.
真的是以生命相许的爱以及愿意顺服到死的顺服。
It is a love that is willing to sacrifice one's life for and also a submission that is a total submission.
那如果是我们看到民数记第五章他所记载的这些道理啊。
And if we go back to see Numbers chapter 5 of the words it records.
神要我们在我们的生活层面里面真的去追求这个圣洁。
God wants us to truly pursue holiness in every aspect of our life.
他要与我们同住。
He wants to dwell with us.
所以这个时候我们看最后看民数记第六章。
So let's turn to Numbers chapter 6.
因为这个时候就得祝福了。
And at this time, then they will be blessed.
一定是这样子的。
And that is what must happen.
民数记六章第二十三节
，Numbers chapter six，
二十四节
，Numbers chapter six verse 24。
愿神愿主祝福给你，保护你。
The Lord bless you and keep you。
二十五，愿主使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
25 The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you。
愿主向你扬脸，赐你平安。
26 The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace。
这就是你看。神住在百姓当中得来的福气。
And this is the blessing that comes from God dwelling among His people.
真的是福气满满。
It is truly filled with blessing.
蒙神保护。
Be kept by God.
永远有平安。
And to have peace forevermore.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him together.
223首。
223.